Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
Kacha Devyani. Devyani was the beautiful daughter of Shukracharya, the guru of Asuras, or the demons. Shukracharya knew the secret of Mrita Sanjeevani, which is a mantra that brings the dead back to life. When the Asuras were killed in the war against the Devs, Shukracharya would chant the mantra and bring the Asuras back to life. The Devs also wanted to know the secret of Mrita Sanjeevani, so they hatched a plan. They decided to send Kacha, the handsome son of Brihaspati, who was the guru of the Devs, as a bait for Devyani to fall in love with him. Did the Devs finally learn the secret of Mrita Sanjeevani? Let's listen to this story. Long ago, the Devs and the Asuras fought all the time for the supremacy of the three worlds. The Asuras were carefree and happy, because if any time they were killed during the fight, their guru Shukracharya would bring them back to life. The Devs were tired of the defeat and the struggle, so they went to Brihaspati, the guru of the Devas, to find a solution. They requested Brihaspati to send his handsome son Kacha to Shukracharya and learn the secret of Mrita Sanjeevani. The obedient and dutiful Kacha went to meet Shukracharya. He humbly bowed before the guru Shukracharya and introduced himself as the son of Brihaspati. Kacha said,
"Guruji, I would like to be your disciple."
Shukracharya knew the intention of Kacha's visit, but being a true guru, he did not differentiate between his students and gave him a warm welcome. Shukracharya had a beautiful daughter, Devyani, whom he loved dearly. He introduced Kacha to his daughter, saying,
"Kacha will be my student till his studies are over."
Now remember, children, all the learning in those days was by word of mouth. There were no written books to study from. Rather, there were no formal schools like today. Kids learnt in a gurukul. The guru would recite a verse and the students would have to memorize. And they did this by only reciting it multiple times. The students had to live with their guru's family as one of the house members. The students used to do the household chores and served the guru with love and devotion. Shukracharya mostly used to be in deep meditation, so Kacha helped Devyani with her daily chores. In a few days, Kacha and Devyani became good friends and would spend leisure time together. Both of them slowly fell in love with each other. Eventually, the Asuras became suspicious of Kacha and wanted to get rid of him. One day, when Kacha had taken Shukracharya's cattle to graze, the Asuras caught him and cut him into pieces. They fed his flesh to their dogs. In the evening, the cattle came home, but there was no sign of Kacha. Devyani grew worried. She told her father that Kacha was missing. Shukracharya closed his eyes and found that Kacha was killed and his body was given to the dogs. He chanted the mantra and Kacha came back to life. When Devyani asked him about his disappearance, Kacha explained in a puzzled voice,
"I was killed by the Asuras, but I do not know how I came back to life."
Shukracharya just smiled. The love between Kacha and Devyani grew day by day, and the Asuras were worried as they guessed that Kacha was there to learn the secret of Mrita Sanjeevani. So they were looking for an opportunity to kill Kacha again. One day, Devyani asked Kacha to get her a particular flower that only grew in the deep forest. Kacha went to get it for her. The Asuras followed him and once again killed him. But this time they carried his body to a secluded spot, ground it up into a paste, and dissolved it in the water of the ocean. Devyani waited, but Kacha did not return. She again went to her father, who meditated to find out where Kacha was and revived him back to life. Seeing Kacha return, Devyani was overjoyed. The Asuras were now very angry. They said,
"How can we kill Kacha? Every time we kill him, our guru only brings him back to life."
They went to one of the senior Asuras and asked him for advice. The senior Asura gave them an idea. The next day, when Kacha went out with the cattle, they again killed him. This time, they burnt him in the jungle. Then they took the ashes home and mixed it in a wine which Shukracharya was very fond of. They took the drink to Shukracharya for taste. Shukracharya loved it. He immediately drank it and blessed the Asuras. When the cattle once again returned home without Kacha, Devyani knew what had happened. She went to Shukracharya and wept.
"Father, without Kacha, I'm as good as dead. So please bring him back to life. Please."
Shukracharya told Devyani,
"It is no good to bring Kacha back to life. The Asuras will only kill him again."
But Devyani was adamant. She stopped eating. Shukracharya could no longer see his daughter in such pain. Shukracharya again meditated and found that Kacha was inside his stomach. His ashes were mixed with the wine given to him by the Asuras. He was very angry with himself for drinking that wine. Now Shukracharya was in a real dilemma. He could ask Kacha to come out, but that would mean his own death. When he told Devyani about the situation, she was again adamant and insisted on getting Kacha back. After thinking for long, Shukracharya thought of a way out. He addressed Kacha.
I now see why you came. And truly, you have succeeded. There is only one way by which both of us can ensure Devyani's happiness. I will have to teach you the craft of Mrita Sanjeevani.
Shukracharya chanted the mantra and Kacha was revived back to life, cutting through his guru's stomach. Now Kacha, who had learnt the mantra by hearing from his guru, recited the same and revived Shukracharya. When the asuras came to offer him wine, Shukracharya shouted,
"You fools! Kacha now knows my secret. You helped him learn by your foolish deeds. But rest assured, Kacha will continue to live with me because of his love for Devyani."
But Shukracharya was wrong. Kacha faced the dilemma of leaving Devyani or staying with her forever. Though his love for Devyani was deep, his sense of duty towards the Devs was stronger. He waited for his studies to get over. And on the last day, Kacha went to Shukracharya for his blessings. Devyani waited for him to propose marriage. Instead, Kacha broke her heart by informing her that he will have to return to Devlok as his student life had come to an end. Devyani pleaded Kacha to take her as his wife, but Kacha replied,
"I was reborn in your father's stomach. I'm therefore your brother. I can't marry you, and I must return to heaven."
The broken-hearted Devyani cried in grief. She accused Kacha of using her to attain his goal. In her rage, she cursed Kacha.
"You will never be able to use the craft of Mrita Sanjeevani."
Kacha quietly listened and then spoke.
"Devyani, it is wrong to curse me. I could have walked away without reviving your father. There is no doubt that my love is sincere, but I also have a duty to perform towards my own people. As you cursed me without any reason, I am cursing you too. No Rishi's son will ever marry you. I may still teach the craft of Mrita Sanjeevani to others, even though I may not be able to use it myself."
Saying this, he departed to Devlok. With the passage of time, Devyani completely forgot about Kacha. She once again became playful and lived happily with her father and her friends in the city of Vrishaparva, kingdom of the Asuras. Of her playmates, the most important was Princess Sharmishta, the daughter of King Vrishaparva. How did you like today's story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com. Listen to such amazing stories on gathastory.com.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.